As you develop these programs and the West Campus, you take an interest in the performing arts programs. Let's talk about that, because that is a wonderful facility. Did you have that as a vision a long time ago, or how did it come about?
It goes back to how you're raised, I think. My mother had me playing the piano when I was little. I didn't play it very well, didn't like to play it very well. So I played the violin. I had to give up the violin in high school because that interfered with sports, but I was first chair when I was a sophomore. So I sort of liked music. I was president of our course in high school. When I came here, I'm fast forward now. It's a long time from when I graduated, 56. Now I'm jumping to 1970. I got to thinking, well, what can the college do that's something really out of the ordinary and very special for a community college? And I got to know Jimmy Sade, Sade Music. We started talking about a performance facility back in the 70s. Well, we didn't have a penny for that. But I liked Jimmy, and we started the great community band with Gerald Lawless. He headed the Young Tulsans for years. They went to Europe and won a competition in Europe. Gerald headed our program in music back then and several others. And the arts, we got a guy by the name of Carlton Winters that won major competitions. We didn't get to the Lincoln Center, but one year we were in the quarterfinals. This junior college back then. They practiced in the Fred Jones truck garage. My point with the music is this. I always had that in the back of my mind. I just decided that people learn better. Many people learn better if they have some music in their background. Whether they ever perform, the fact is they'll probably do better in math. I was an early believer in that, and there's data now that shows that. Then I had another problem in the 80s. The schools, because of their funding situation, you remember the oil crisis and then the savings and loan and all, well, they started taking music out of their elementary schools. Well, I wasn't used to that. In the state of Washington, they had terrific music in the elementary schools. So I thought, how can I help change all of that? Sounds like I'm talking a lot about I, but in this case, it was sort of an I.
Sure it was.
I thought, well, when we get this Southeast campus going, music's going to be an important part of it. It was an important part of the Metro campus because of what I've told you earlier. But I thought, now we can really build a facility. At the time, I had great board members, I will say that. I thought, you know, that's stretching it now. We're viewed as a meat and potatoes college. How will the community receive that? So I worry about that. But they didn't keep me from moving ahead. So we got some funding for the Southeast campus.
Where is that funding coming from?
Through a local bond issue. It wasn't any real huge amount. But on the Southeast campus, that portion of it really was most of it from the state. My construction committee of regents, I told them about this vision of this performing arts center. We started traveling, looking at other performing arts centers and thinking about it. We had people still hitting us up on football, and we realized we couldn't do that. So we thought, well, here's an interesting opportunity. And the board went along with my thinking on that. At the same time, Dr. Barry Epperly was the head of the Symphonia, and they were having problems. The Phil was having problems. They're all good groups. But they were also looking for how to redo things and do them better. And I thought, well, here's an opportunity for us maybe to take something like the Symphonia and do something that's, I think, still unique in the world. And that's have a community college with a professional orchestra. Little did I realize how good and how successful they would be. I mean, I knew they'd be successful, but it's incredible. So that's sort of the long and the short of it. And we've got the money, and it was a good time to build one. It was 1,500 seats. That's the size we determined it needed to be. You had the Brady here. It was larger. You have the Performing Arts Center. It was larger. If TU hadn't built the 800-seat one they did, which is great, that would have been the next one. If I was still around, I'd have put out there. I had an idea for an 800 or 500 seat. Then we also put in a big black box for theater out there. But the reason for that, unless you're tapped on the shoulder to be a star, it's pretty hard to become that star. you might have more talent. You might have it all. But if somebody doesn't recognize you, you're going to be in community theater or a professional orchestra in your community or something like that. So I thought there's a real niche for us in this role. And then I got to thinking about ballet dancers. I've always enjoyed ballet. Not always, but when I was in college, started to. And I realized that lighting technicians earn as much, if not more, than some of these ballet dancers. That's terrible to say, but it's true. So I thought, wow, who's teaching these people how to be lighting technicians, sound technicians, all this kind of stuff? So that's how we put it all together. Now, out of that, our current president, who's terrific, Dr. Tom McKeon, has finished and built this Center for Creativity. He's taken it up.
Which is right across the street from your original campus downtown.
Yeah. It's interesting how things evolve, but I'm just thrilled about what's happening there. And now the public schools are offering much more music in the lower grades. We have volunteers that teach 3,000 of these kids.
Music.
Music.
It's a beautiful facility, seating on three levels, and it's just absolutely gorgeous. You were also in the selecting the proper seats, too, for that place, weren't you?
Well, in the end, I didn't like the seats that they had recommended for up in the balcony and the box seat area. So I said, look, if we can't find them here, I said, let's go somewhere else and pick out about three different types of seats. What I want you to do is bring them out to my office, outside of my office, and we'll just put them out there. And I looked at them, three different choices. It was fun for me, and it gave us an opportunity to market the new performing arts center. Mm-hmm. People would come by, and I'd say, I'd like for you to sit in these three chairs and tell me how comfortable you think they are. We've got a reason for this. And that's how those seats out there were selected. Mm-hmm. I love those seats. I went up with some really smart people and those architects and on our board that were very involved in construction and looked at a performing arts center at Johnson County Community College that is very similar. Very nice. They had built it earlier. It had 1,260 seats, I think they said, in it. When you go to these places, the first thing they want to tell you is how they'd do it differently. It's just like when they would come to me. The first thing I'd tell them is, well, I would have done this maybe or this. The first thing they told me, they'd have 1,500 seats in it. They built it a little too small. We went to another place up in Michigan that had a 1,500 seat. And they really liked that. None of us are smart enough, well, at least I'm not, to make those decisions on my own. You know, a lot of it just got to go out and feel and talk to people. I didn't want any impairments to the vision on the stage. I wanted everybody to hear the people on stage without mic. And they pulled that off. Now you do mic on stage. But if you sing opera or something, I mean, don't allow themselves to be mic'd. I knew we'd hit it. We didn't have the seats in. All we had was cement at the upper level where we were going to put the seats and the stage. I walked up there on the balcony. I would talk to the workmen on stage, and I knew that we had nailed it.
Yeah.
I learned a lot about that. You can't make your auditoriums too deep. That's why you don't have a lot of space. So I had to comply with the fire department. You know, you can't put too many seats in a row if you're going to put them a little closer together. I learned a lot about that stuff. If you sit in a seat out there, some seats are 22, some are 21, some are 20 in terms of the width of the seat. They're a little different. So you're not directly behind anybody.